From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Friday, May 8th at 8:55, and we have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, Kimberly. Thank you for having me. It's great to be here. We have mixed to slightly higher trade here in early action. July corn up 0.75 cents at 4.68 1/4. July soybeans up 4 3/4 cents at 11.97. And July wheat down 0.5 cents at 6.11 3/4 cents. So nothing too crazy here in the Chicago Board of Trade scene here in early action. Looking at outside markets, Dow Jones last check up 89 points at 49,686. And June WTI crude oil down 23 cents at 94.58. So this is a calm day by recent standards here. So we're open mixed. Soybeans have shown some resilience here. We were trading lower, I wouldn't say sharply lower, but we were down a dime or so in early trade yesterday to rally back towards a close to only close down 2 or 3 cents. And now we're up here a nickel live quote. So soybean market showing some resiliency, and corn is kind of stabilizing after retreating from that double top action in the chart pattern on corn. So a little bit of resiliency, not much weather market to be had here. It's more about money flow and inflation worries with the rise in oil, the rise in gas prices, of course, across the U.S. Due to the war in Iran. Secretary Rubio says the U.S. is expecting a response to a potential deal from Iran today. If there is some sort of tea leaves of a de-escalation and the strait opens up, of course, that will be bearish oil, and other markets will likely react to that in kind, like we've seen in the last 6 weeks or so. Dry conditions persist in the Western Corn Belt, specifically the state of Nebraska. That's the number three corn state. 95.85% of the state has in some level of drought, and 60% of that is in D3 extreme drought. They do have irrigation for big chunks of the state in central and western Nebraska, but many of those areas have limits and water restrictions where they can't just irrigate 24/7. To preserve the aquifers out there. So they are pretty nervous in the state of Nebraska, as I work with colleagues out there out west. I'm looking ahead. Next week is just a massive news week. Starting on Monday, we'll get a planning progress report on Monday late afternoon. And then also the Kansas wheat tour, May 11th through the 14th. That HRW crop in the state of Kansas is in very poor condition due to the drought, also in Kansas, just south of Nebraska. And then Tuesday's a May WASD report day. We'll get the first print of the balance sheet for the new crop balance sheet. And then there's going to be a vote in Congress on E15. For ethanol on May 13th. And then Trump is supposed to be traveling to Beijing to meet with President Xi in China May 14th and the 15th. So a big headline week next week. Markets may react wildly depending on what we see. Chance of rain here today in our area here, central Illinois, around noon, it looks like, noon to 1 p.m. This is, you know, to be frank, been a frustrating spring planting season for most folks in the area. The cool weather has just made things, we haven't been excessively wet. It's more of we've had lingering rain, a couple of rain events, and then the cool weather has made everything really slow to dry out. So just been a kind of a lingering, slow, painful spring. No panic buttons yet, but it's been frustrating nonetheless. 7-day forecast doesn't look too bad. There's a couple bands in southern Illinois that look a little wet into Missouri and the state of Oklahoma. An encouraging thing here I'm seeing is the 6-10 and 8-14 day temperature outlooks look above normal. So warmer temps, low 80s on the horizon. That would be very welcome, and we need to dodge and miss a couple rains here, Kimberly, so we can get this planting wrapped up and we can move on to the next phase. And we'll be worried about pollination before we know it. So that's what's going on today. I hope everyone has a great weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks so much, Danny. Have a great rest of your day and a good weekend as well. We'll take a listen to your forecast from IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly cloudy skies with a chance of showers and a high of 69 degrees, with a south wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 50 degrees, southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 77 degrees, with a southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a chance of showers and a low of 52 degrees, a west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 66 degrees, with a north wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.